on this day, which is the first day after Christmas, but still the season of the Epiphany, which we will continue to celebrate until Septuagesima Sunday on the 16th of February, we have two wonderful feasts, one which, especially in Nordic countries, is very popular among Catholics. It is the Feast of St. Blaise, Bishop and Martyr. And of course, it is the day on which are blessed the candles and the throats of the faithful after Mass, as he is a protector of those who have afflictions of the throat, but any other evil as a result, as the blessing says. The other feast is that a more recent, but still ancient feast, the Feast of St. Ansgar, or Oscar, who is from Denmark, and he was a king, but he was a martyr also, suffered for the sake of Christ. And that is the thing that is important, that many of us think that we have to be this or that or the other in order to be a saint or a martyr. No. Anybody can be a saint. And if the occasion calls for it, you can be a martyr. And of course you think, oh, I can't take this. I mean, later on this week we will celebrate the feast of St. Apollonia, the patroness of dentists. And the reason she's a patroness of dentists is because she refused to budge, and then they broke off all her teeth. Imagine the pain. When you have just one tooth that is broken, or the enamel, or a toothache, how much pain that gives you, because it's very close to the brain, the center, for most people. Other people, the center of their thinking is their foot, but I won't go there. Anyway, St. Apollonia, who suffered, a virgin and martyr. Some say she was an old virgin. We don't know that for sure. People always invent all kinds of things, you know. But St. Blaise, who was from the eastern part of the church, was made Bishop of Tagaste, and he blessed many people who were sick and they were healed. Thus the reason why we pray to him especially today. And when he was already in prison in the dungeons, a mother from the diocese begged for him to save her son. It must have been a very quick trip, because he had a fishbone lodged in his throat. He was dying. And so St. Blaise blessed him, and immediately the bone that was lodged in came out, and the boy was saved. And who knows who he was, and who knows what he did with his life. Let's hope he did something good with it. All of us, in a sense, when we are born, we have not only a bone, but a whole skeleton stuck in our throat. And whether we do good or bad with it, that's up to us. Every one of us is up to us. And St. Ansgar, the same, even though he was so powerful and a king, he suffered martyrdom from the nobles who were not converted to the Catholic faith, because he would not go back to the pagan ways. And so today we have two examples of heroic faith and heroic charity, which are required for entrance into heaven, by the way. So start thinking about that. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.